AM 570 LA Sports.
I want to hear it, man. I'm desperate to hear it.
This is the Petros and Money Show.
Best case scenario.
Mad Money Smith.
Worst case scenario.
Petros Papadakis.
What am I doing here? I'm humiliated.
Available on the iHeartRadio app.
Now online at AM570LASports.com.
This is Petros and Money.
And with me.
Yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
Now and forever.
Yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
Fear is what you need.
Yeah! 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 Yeah!
Petros and Money, AM 570 LA Sports, live everywhere on the iHeart Radio app. Tomorrow night we have UCLA basketball on our sister station, AM 1150. In about an hour we'll have Bruin Insider with Brian Fenley. And tomorrow we have Clippers-Kings basketball here on your home of the Clippers, AM 570. So we'll be off at 6:30. Most importantly, in terms of our schedule, is we are back out on the road in front of you folks. And we cannot wait to see you Thursday if you can make it. It is the BJ's Restaurant and Brewhouse in Orange. We'll be there 2 to 5 p.m. going into Thursday Night Football, Cowboys versus Saints. It is at the Outlets in Orange, right off the City Drive. There at the 22 Freeway, right off the 5 as well. And again, 2 to 5, we'll have door prizes, PMS prizes, tickets to live events here in town. And, of course, all those great happy hour specials, $3 domestic bottles, $4 BJ signature handcrafted beers, $5 call drinks, and the food specials as well.
All right, it is now time for the final hour fun facts.
It's fun in effect. It's the hour three.
Fun facts. Fun facts.
Well, it turns out, way back in the day, cost about $300 to put together a tape of a live network broadcast. $300 in supplies. That tape itself was worth, and you adjust for inflation. I don't know, it's like $3,000-$4,000 today.
That big beta tape.
CBS and NBC would reuse their tapes. So when they ran Super Bowl I, even though it was incredibly popular, watched by 70% of the American television audience, they taped over them soap operas, primetime, and the Super Bowl I, Packers versus Chiefs, disappeared.
Beta tapes, much more strong and resilient. You can tape over things. Not like VHS, where things get all flimsy.
Get all fuzzy.
With the tracking. They lost it, huh?
The LA Coliseum lost forever. Until some dude named Martin Hopp and his son Troy saw a story in Sports Illustrated, and Marty said, "Son, I recorded that. I recorded that CBS broadcast of the Super Bowl, and it is somewhere in our attic." They dug it up, they alerted the NFL, and then held him hostage for $1 million. The NFL said, "We'll give you $30,000. We own the copyright anyway. There's nothing you can do with it." And Marty and Troy never sold. They held the Super Bowl tape forever. The NFL would lean on NFL films, pair it up with the NBC radio broadcast, and air Super Bowl I on the 50th anniversary. Marty and Troy, unfortunately, still holding that beta tape from Super Bowl I at the LA Coliseum.
Well, here he is, Matt, the man of the hour, our most givenest giver that ever was.
That's the truth.
Sean Mike, the president and CEO of Family First Life. He was on Rogan and Rodney earlier. He's here with us. He was listening to AM 570. He heard about our matching campaign today for Giving Tuesday and our season of giving, and he wanted to help. And man, did he help, Matt.
Well, he's helping, all right, exactly. You mentioned that he does it with Family First Life, launched 8 years ago. Network of agencies that market life insurance, retirement planning, and investments to help protect middle American families, middle class American families across the country. They have helped millions of families this year alone. Every dollar donated today on Giving Tuesday is going to be matched. So your donation is automatically doubled. 25 becomes 50, 250, 500, a grand, 2 grand, and so on and so on. And in the past, and just a week ago, we served 7,500 Thanksgiving meals at the Dream Center LA. And he joins us right now. It's Sean Mike. Thank you so much, Sean, for doing this. And again, I will keep saying it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. What a great incentive for our listeners to give today.
Well, thank you, guys. I appreciate letting it on, and it was great to get on earlier, and I've listened to you all day and what you guys do to give back and what the listeners are going to do. And we announced earlier we wanted to match, and we want to match another you know, up to 20 grand here, whatever you guys raise additionally, because that's it's our obligation to keep giving back. This is such an amazing place, an amazing cause, and the Dream Center has changed our company's trajectory in life. And if you've not been there, you guys should, whoever it is listening, go take a look at it, meet Pastor Matthew, and let him give you a tour, because it's a life-changing event for veterans and homeless families and everybody. So I'm just honored to be on. Thanks for letting me get on, and thanks for letting me help out.
Well, what was it that really, and I mean, other than the veterans and the Dream Center and all the important stuff, what was it? Was it the Matt's beautiful voice? Was it Vic the Brick?
It was definitely not Matt's beautiful voice.
What was it? Fred Rogan's tenure?
It was definitely not. I wasn't even aware of all that. It was, I stumbled in that place 3 years ago, and I listened to testimonies from some individuals that were talking about their lives and how it was changed and where they were at. And I spent some time in East LA going around with Pastor Matthew and just seeing the way they serve people, man, they're workers. And Matt, Pastor Matthew's on, you know, out there on a daily basis working. I tend to follow people that work. I tend not to follow people that talk and don't work, and he's out there doing his thing. And I spent a whole day there, and I was hooked, and I watched them change lives, and I watched them transition people that were down and out on the streets into you know, running the programs. And you look at how many people they take care of on a daily basis with no assistance from the government, which was I was excited about what they were doing. I knew where my money was going. That was a big deal for me. And I wanted somebody that I could follow and believe in. I believe that we're obligated to give back. I just think that's an obligation. I think that, you know, you can get the best degree in the world, but if you don't give back, man, good luck running the business and good luck being successful, because that hand you're looking to have on you is bigger and better than just a bunch of human beings. So I just fell in love with the program.
Sean, share with us. We mentioned Family First Life and just kind of what you do and how, you know, through your everyday life, you're giving back to people as well.
Yeah, we launched a company to be 8 years, December 12th, and we got, you know, 17, 18,000 agents across the country. And what we do is we go out to middle American families on a daily basis and help them out with their life insurance needs. You know, we noticed, you know, about 8, 9 years ago now, we started thinking about this, that a lot of people that had already had plenty of life insurance and plenty of retirement planning were taken care of, but a lot of folks that didn't. You know, nobody ever knocked on my mother's apartment door. When me and my brother were there, you know, she worked three jobs. I would have been there. I would have opened it. You know, I'd have been the one that would have encountered them. We didn't have life insurance. And I watched a lot of people in my family die with no life insurance. And people try to raise money for their funerals and cremations and bills. And we just wanted to do something about it. So we got together and found a bunch of amazing people we work with. We hire people all over the country. We're in every state. And, you know, we make it a very simple way to get life insurance in a very cost-effective way. And we don't, it's not about, you know, confusing people. It's a very simple product, but we just wanted to have a bunch of people that would go out and look people in the eye, sit down at the dining room table or do it over the phone in today's world and Zoom and tell them the truth and protect them. So it's been great, man. It's been the most, you know, I spent 14 years being a social worker, but these 8 years doing what I do has been very rewarding, and to have the privilege and honor to give back to so many people has been probably the best part for me.
Well, the matching is the wonderful thing about this Giving Tuesday. So $25 becomes $50. Sean Mike, he put it all on the line. The CEO of Family First Life. Sean, thank you so much, and God bless you and your family, and thank you for your donation.
God bless you guys. Thanks for the time. Have a great day, guys.
You as well. There he goes, matching up to $20,000. So your donation will be doubled. If we can get 20 grand today on Giving Tuesday, it will become 40 grand. Thanks to Sean Mike and our friends over at Family First Life and, of course, the Dream Center. So get on over there now. It is dreamcenter.org/donate now. That's dreamcenter.org/donate now. All donations matched up to 20 grand. Thanks to Sean Mike and the folks over at Family First Life.
Okay, we'll be back with some minor sports stories and great sports talk, a little bit of Christmas talk seeping in, although we're not doing Christmas music till Monday. And don't forget, America's number one selling most awarded Bloody Mary brand is Zing Zang. We love Zing Zang. Find out where to stock up at zingzang.com. Please Zing Zang responsibly.
P and money on your smart speaker.
Mic check, mic check.
Just say, Alexa.
Yes.
Play AM 570 LA Sports on iHeartRadio.
The Petros and Money, AM 570, LA Sports, live everywhere on the iHeart Radio app. A huge, huge shout-out and big thank you, if you missed it, to our friend Sean. He is matching every single donation made today on Giving Tuesday. You donate, he matches. $10 becomes $20, $100 becomes $200, $1,000 becomes $2,000, all thanks to our listener who's helping us out with the Justin Turner Foundation and the Dream Center Los Angeles. On Giving Tuesday today, any donation made will be doubled as we're raising money for our veterans and families with our season of giving. We were able to serve 7,500 Thanksgiving meals. We want to serve 20,000 holiday ham meals, 100 Christmas trees delivered, and help all those veterans that need our help. And also, it's going to be the vets that are volunteering as well. So go to dreamcenter.org/donate now. Again, that is dreamcenter.org/donate now. Get that giving doubled by our friend Sean at am570lasports.com. You can get all the information as well. And a big thank you to the Justin Turner Foundation and Dream Center LA.
Okay, it's time for some minor sports stories.
Minor sports stories for great sports talk.
Pookie?
Supremacy, Matt. Christmas card supremacy awards are here. Thanksgiving is
not even December
over, and the day after Thanksgiving, who is the most anal family in the Papadakis realm of Christmas card reception? It's the same podium every year. It's like F1. You expect to see Lewis, Verstappen, and maybe Bottas, maybe Checo. I mean,
100%. That was my guess, Cates. That was absolutely my guess.
That's America's guess. But is it true? Would you like to start with number three or number one?
You already got three Christmas cards?
I have to give you... No.
I've got none.
I've got to give you the top three.
You already have three Christmas
cards.
And
what order they came in for the podium of 2021.
What the hell?
Every year...
People are you hanging out with?
These aren't even people that I hang out with.
Are they holiday cards? Because Hanukkah has started. We're on day three of Hanukkah.
They
so maybe
are straight up Christmas.
They are Christmas cards.
Which one do you want first? Do you
Let's go 3-1. Let's go the second. Here we go. Second runner up.
Where is this person in your life? Coworker, friend, former teammate?
You'll be able to know when you hear the name.
Well, I think what? Cates wants to guess.
Yeah, I thought we were going to guess.
Well, you all did guess, and you were wrong.
Or were you?
Number three. Partner on the EIB radio network of Buck Sexton. Way ahead of the game at number three. Conservative radio show host and Fox Sports contributor, Clay Travis. Number three.
Honey, we have made so much money this year.
And they spent it.
I want to take a photo.
The stock on that paper.
In the most expensive clothing in front of our third vacation house. And I would
in
like
Nicaragua.
To write into the faces of all the people whose addresses I have in my phone.
Number three. That was number three. Right. Also, on the flip side, you know, they had a few different pictures, like a collage. One of them was just the barrel of a gun and Buck Sexton holding it just right to your face.
How many pictures were on Clay's card? And did one of the pictures involve him at the White House?
No. Oh. It was like the family in the yurd. 41 yurd. Okay, number two.
Also known as the first runner-up. Maybe you spend a little bit more money on postage and you could be standing as the champion on that podium.
Most on it family in the neighborhood shaming me. Fireman Mike, the Byards from down the street. That's Jackson from the pool. Slater and Mike and Kristen and their daughter, Kaylin. Like a well-organized fire drill. Bang. And there they are, looking ready to party.
Typical firefighters.
Good-looking family.
They got so much time.
And they're, that's not fair. They are.
Now, wait, Cates. He's got so much time right now. But he's going to be working double and then triple overtime because he's got to fill in for his buddies that filled in for him earlier in the week. So that's later in the week. So you really got to hit that window.
You need some more overtime?
Because I can do it. but you got to cover me.
I looked kind of closely at it, and I could see in Jackson's eye that he wants to desecrate my pool, and it pissed me off. And number one.
Come on. Let Kate's announce it.
And
you know what? I'll tell you this. Go ahead. Share. And then
No.
Did this guy hit 209 in low A ball for the Padres?
Go ahead, Matt. What do you got?
If it's not who we say it is, you're out. You're out. You're cut out of the list. If it's not the man whose card always shows up before everybody else's, and it's not here
I'll
yet.
I'll have to text my wife.
You're out.
It's possible.
You're off the list, dude.
But we've been communicating this year more than ever.
I'm telling you, I think you're out.
Number one. In a shocking move, an empty mailbox from the Clats. But former USC color analyst and O-lineman, the king of the North in California, Mike Lamb. Mike Lamb.
When did he get there?
He put the sack in Sacktown. Mike Lamb. And the Lambs had a great wedding to celebrate, you know, and they had wedding pictures and stuff. So way to go. Mike Lamb, the first play-by-play guy I ever worked with as a color guy. And he was in a riser. We were in a scissor lift at Corona Centennial High. Matt Logan, forever. We are forever linked.
Matt, this means...
He's out.
He's probably been cut from the list.
That's what I said. He's out. If it's not Joel Klatt, you're out. You're off the list.
What if I come home and it's there?
Not going to be there.
Are you sure? What are you willing to bet?
Either that or maybe there is strife and discord in the Klatt relationship.
No, how could you say that? Joel and Sarah Klatt?
How is that not the first card that shows up?
Maybe some guy in Newport got lazy and a mailbag got left on the side.
Listen, no chance. Not with a membership at Shady Canyon as the backdrop. No chance. That card's got to be there mid-November.
I've always wanted to tell Klatt, you know they called me about your membership. I could have killed it for you. I've always wanted to tell him.
Yeah, you should have never put me down as a reference.
I never did. I let him slide through.
You know how long it's been since Joel Klatt's been on this radio show?
I know. What's the deal?
We went to Brady Quinn. You could only have one or the other.
Pre-COVID.
Well, we don't want to pay. We don't pay him. We used to pay him. So now if you used to pay somebody, and now you don't have the money to pay him.
Well, now, wait a minute. That's the Heisler effect. All right? Just because Mark Heisler used to come on and get paid, and all of a sudden we stopped paying him, and every time Kate's called him, he'd be like, so, am I getting paid for this one?
You guys want Klatt, you can have Klatt, but it's kind of like...
You talked to Lincoln Riley today.
You're either on Angelina Jolie's side or you're on Brad Pitt's side. You don't really get to cross over.
You want that Christmas card or no? Because I think you're out.
I'll take one from the Quins. Alicia Sacramone. Let's go.
Here we go. February 20th, 2020 was the last correspondence with Joel Klatt.
2020?
Yeah.
Pandemic.
It's been a year and a half since you've texted Joel Klatt?
Circling back... If you're interested in co-hosting on Tuesday or Thursday.
And he never got back to us.
Can't do it. With the XFL, my week is pretty busy.
That was the last correspondence between you.
No, that wasn't the end. I said, all right, I'll tell P. He'll be disappointed. Tell him I'm sorry.
And that was the last.
5:16 p.m.
You know
on February 20th.
You know who's riding shotgun with Klatt on the co-hosting train? Wakey. Next story.
Guys, what's your call?
He was on Rogan and Rodney early today.
Tomorrow,
Meyer Sports Klatt. Stories for great sports talk.
You know who Klatt doesn't like? Klatt hates Liz.
Klatt hates Liz?
Klatt hate list. Klatt hates the Bonerino. And when the Bonerino...
Fight on.
When Mike Bone got hired at USC... Everybody was celebrating, including myself, because, I mean, the bar is pretty low from Pat Hayden and Lynn Swann.
Hired an actual athletic director.
Yeah, a guy who'd been an athletic director before and not just, like, coming on here and being like, you're wrong, Petros. I used to run the Boys and Girls Club for the Roonies. Oh, well, Mr. Swann, I'm sorry. Well, you got
that.
Yeah, Clay Helton's agent won't take advantage of you then. I'm going to try for that every time, though.
You know, I ran the card game at Oakmont.
No, that's good to know. Okay. Thank you, Pat.
I had to put that together.
That's good, Pat. And, you know, you also get out there and tee off with Reardon at the LA Country Club. That can't be easy. You're ready for this job. You won't get taken advantage of.
Do you know how hard it is to run the member at Pine Valley? Do you have any idea what that's like?
So we were all excited, and then Klatt came on, and he was like, hey, dude, this Bonerino is a freaking blowhard. And he hired three guys that failed at Colorado. And why anybody thinks he's a good AD and all this. Now, of course, the Bonerino, it's almost hard to say now because he broke the upper part of his arm, patting himself on the back, there's no humility at all.
No.
In the presser. The only good thing about the press conference was Lincoln Riley. Everything else,
it wasn't a victory lap, it was a victory race.
It was a lot like the it was like the 800 when the Olympics, where they really sprinted.
really
because it wasn't short, you know.
And no, that's the thing, it was an hour.
They were sprinting. And the interesting thing about the press conference was the only good thing, the only genuine feeling thing, at least in my opinion, was the head coach himself, thank God. The rest of it was like Matt Barkley's I'm coming back to USC press conference.
Including the band.
Cue the band, exactly right. So we kind of got off at a certain point, and we just went about doing our show, and we never really got back to the press conference. But somebody, a man of the West, Guy Haberman from the Pac-12 Network and stuff like that, and SiriusXM, sent me this, a play-by-play guy, and I just had to, he said, did you see this? And I said, no, leave me alone. And, you know, I thought it was like Leinart or somebody being like, this is the greatest day, and Pete was here when I was on the phone with Pete, you know, and all that. But it was this. It was the Bonorino telling everybody this in the Q&A section while they were sitting down, while he's sitting next to Lincoln Riley.
Are we going to have some fun with a guy like Lincoln Riley or what? You have no idea how great he is. You really don't.
You really don't. I mean, I have spent the last 17 hours minus the 11 of travel and the 3 where he was with his family with this man, and we are going to have fun.
When did you meet?
Are we going to have some fun with a guy like Lincoln Riley or what? You have no idea how great he is.
We met on a Zoom after midnight on Saturday, but you have no idea, no idea.
Are we going to have some fun with a guy like Lincoln Riley or what? You have no idea how great he is. You really don't.
Well, the...
you know, this Lincoln Riley is a Lincoln Riley type. Are we going to have a guy like Lincoln Riley?
Are we going to have some fun with a guy like Lincoln Riley or what? You have no idea how great he is. You really don't.
You really don't have any idea how great Lincoln Riley is. A victory lap like no other victory laps. That will continue. A Fox car wash today at some point.
Fight on, fight on, fight on.
It might even get to us here on the Petros and Money Show on AM 570.
Not much.
LA Sport. Dead and Alive Guy coming up.
And Money Show.
AMS.
Podcasted at AM570LASports.com.
Recruiting nerds of the world, unite and take over.
Fight on, fight on, fight on.
Petros and Money Show is back with you on AM570LASports. Today is Giving Tuesday, and you can help our community. As we've been saying all day, any donation made today will be matched for a double donation. To raise money for the Veteranos and families in L.A. with our season of giving. We were able to serve 7,500 Thanksgiving meals and now have a goal of serving 20,000 holiday ham meals. Hams. Holiday hams. There you go. And delivering 100 Christmas treats with the help from our Veteranos and volunteers. Go to DreamCenter.org/donate now. That's DreamCenter.org/donate now. Thank you from AM570 LA Sports, the Justin Turner Foundation, and the Dream Center LA. We are live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app, podcast, Tom Telesco, Brady Quinn.
Chargers.
Top story of the day.
Fight on, fight on, fight on.
Everything.
Fight on, fight on, fight on.
And don't forget, we have a live event on Thursday at the BJ's Restaurant and Brewhouse in Orange. It starts at 2. And we got tickets and all kinds of door prizes. But it's PMS in Orange, right off the city drive. Matt, you got the dead guy birthday of the day?
I sure do. just pardon me while I pause for a moment as I still think about how fortunate Colin is to be able to go on those recruiting trips. And, man, I just got to tell you, this Jell-O, this Jell-O casserole is exceptional. I cannot thank you enough for putting that together for us. Your son's going to do great things at USC. I can feel it. Happy would have been 106th to William Brown McGee. Brownie McGee. Blues legend.
Oh, he's not a Lincoln High recruit out of San Diego? Because that's kind of far for Lincoln and Colin to drive. You know, that'll be about a five-hour turnaround.
I'm a total dork.
That's right.
Fight on, fight on, fight on.
Lord, my daddy. Young man, can I tell you about Brownie McGee? Link, can I have this one? Incredible musician, thanks to his time on the silver screen, albeit brief. Toots Sweet and Angel Heart, and we are your Louis Cypher show of record.
I'll eat the egg like I'm eating your soul.
Toots!
Johnny Favorite, you doomed bastard.
He realized Toots was doomed, and Toots tried to save him.
He did.
Brownie celebrated as our dead guy birthday of the day. Born in Knoxville, grew up in Kingsport, Tennessee. And as was the case at the time when he was just a small child, he contracted polio.
You ever listen to the blues, Ray Leak? Because right now, you're at the crossroads. And you can sell your soul to the devil,
or
Mario Cristobal.
Or
you can give yourself to Jesus, Lincoln Riley, Texas Jesus.
Tell him, Link. Hey, Link. I would knock out his right leg when he was a child. Musical
polio,
family.
Huh?
Yeah, polio. Brother was Styx McGee, successful musician, had a hit. Famous song, Drinking Wine, Spodee-O-Dee. Influenced by he and his brother Brownie growing up. Getting pushed around town in a cart because of his leg, you know.
The one leg.
Yeah. Pops had to provide for the family working in that factory day and night, but kept his dream alive of being a musician. Was a busker, playing his guitar and singing in Kingsport on University Ave. Well, they didn't have a lot of scratch, but recognizing young Brownie had a gift, his uncle went to work and managed to make him a guitar from a tin marshmallow box and a piece of board. And that would be his first instrument. And that's how you sing the blues. Marshmallow tin and a board.
And one leg.
One leg, getting pushed around in a cart. Sang with the Golden Voices Gospel Quartet. Along with that guitar, he played the five-string banjo, ukulele, figured out how to play the piano, and while he was never 100%, thanks to the March of Dimes, had that surgery, helped out with that polio-stricken leg, and he was able to walk.
Oh, so he didn't, they didn't cut off his leg. His leg
just all withered
had a dead leg.
And yeah.
Like a dead arm, like Scherzer has a dead arm. This guy had a dead leg that they brought back to life. Perhaps Scherzer's dead arm will come back to life for the New York Mets.
Call the March of Dimes, see if they can help him out.
He can follow a March of Dimes all the way across the country, how much they're paying him.
At 22, he hit the road, became a traveling musician in the Rabbit Foot Minstrel. Befriended Blind Boy Fuller. And when Fuller passed in 1941, Columbia seized the opportunity to make McGee Blind Boy Fuller number two. Pumping out records on their famous blues label, OK Records. And then he moved to the big town, and that's what launched him to the next level. 1942, teamed up with Sonny Terry. You hear him on the harmonica here. Overnight success. They would record together for the next 38 years, 11 months of each year touring, and recording dozens of albums. They appeared on the original Broadway productions of Finian's Rainbow and Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. During the blues revival, huge on the festival circuits. And that's what landed him his small roles on film, or in film and on TV. We mentioned Angel Heart. He was Steve Martin's dad in The Jerk.
I can see that.
Oh, yeah. Did episodes of Family Ties, Matlock, named a few. Last concert appearance was the 1995 Chicago Blues Festival. He would pass away from stomach cancer in 96 in Oakland, California at the age of 80.
All right, Matt, we'll stay in the black music world, in the world of black music.
Really? Are you familiar with black music like I am?
I've enjoyed George Benson for years. Years, Ray Leak. And I'll take you to a David Sanborn concert. I know he's not black, but there's plenty of guys in that band that are.
Shh, Lincoln, I'm rolling here, okay? Let me go with this.
Jamaica News, everybody.
It's Jamaica News.
I was shocked to find out that this guy's only 41 years old.
Living hard?
Wow. David Constantine Brooks. Dance hall superstar, currently signed with DJ Khaled's We the Best Music.
Hell of a name.
Ray Leak knows that one. Raised in Kingston, in Cassava Peace, which is like a neighborhood. 41. I thought he was like 100. Movado with an A. After the Swiss watch company got word of him, which is pretty big accomplishment for a Jamaican artist. And the Swiss watch company was like, hey, what? Change a letter. So he changed it to Movado instead of Movado. One of the top five sustained global dancehall stars, Matt. Put Movado right there with Sean Paul, Vibes Cartel, Shaggy.
Trying to hold on my Movado watch joke that I always try to make when you bring this up.
The all-black Movado, the all-black Eldorado.
Little gold dot at the top there.
Still about $600 for a Movado.
Is that right?
Yeah, when you look up Movado, all the watches go across the top. Tell you how much it costs. Movado was thrown through a window by Jamaican cops and lost two fingers that were reattached later in a hospital early in his career.
Is that right?
Yeah, he had many other run-ins with John Law, a shooting incident, and a car incident. But unlike most of his counterparts, Matt, in dancehall reggae, Movado has avoided long-term jail time. He's got a big house.
Okay.
And he's got a wife since 2012.
My wife!
Now, as a protege of the Bounty Killer, who is a big dancehall star, especially in Jamaica, in my high school days, just like Vibes Cartel, both proteges of the Bounty Killer, they started a huge dancehall feud against each other. The Vibes Cartel side was called Gaza, because that's the neighborhood he lives in, and Movado's side was called Gully, because he's from the Gully, like the hood. And people died in street violence due to this feud.
Vibes is in prison, correct?
Correct. And that's why people think Movado won the feud, because he's free.
Right.
People died due to that, though. And they had to publicly squash it, an oppressor, in 2007. And it squashed it for a little while, and then people started dying again. So in 2008, the prime minister got involved, and they said it's squashed. And we're going to show you how squashed it is. We're going on tour together. And we're going to be friends on tour. And we're going to play nice.
Was like Vibes in the TV from a prison cell?
No, this was before he was in jail. This is way back in like 2008, 2010. So this is a while back. Now in 2018, Movado worked with Drake. And now he doesn't like him. But the lines of Gaza and Gully, I mean, though people switch back and forth depending on their affiliation. Like, there's still clear lines in dancehall. If you ask me a guy, I could tell you if he's on the Vibe side or the Movado side.
Shinehead.
He's on what? There's a sign.
That's why I'm the first guy that popped
we
in
have
my
to
head.
Call him. We're going to have to call him. It's a little before Shinehead's time, man.
Okay.
But if I had to guess, I'd say Gully.
Okay. That's all I got. I'm out.
Sure you don't want to ask anybody else.
I'm good. I just want to know where Shinehead was.
Gully. Jamaican cite Movado as the winner of the famous feud, simply because he is not in jail for life.
That's your freedom.
Two philosophies of dancehall, Matt. Gully, don't go to jail. Gaza,
incarceration is great.
You know, I could do an album from jail. Speaking of being in jail, just imagine being in the bro... the bro circle, the brocast
on the program,
the brocast coming up next with Fenley and all his boys.
They got a whole crew. It's a bigger production team than we got,
and that's the hard part. There's not enough time to talk about how awesome the Bruins are.
Man, they are awesome.
They got a tracker on Colin and Lincoln.
That's right.
Tell you where they are.
Lincoln, I take this one. Sure.
They're in Downey.
Fight on.
Giant quarterback. We'll be back with more PMS.
Fight on.
I'm a total dork.